Evans and Gambo. Afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
All right, so we just got done talking with Javier Gutierrez, president and CEO of the Coyotes, live from Nashville with the update on the arena situation. And obviously, given what happened in Tempe, that continues to be a major point of conversation for this organization and their future. But we're also here for a different reason, and that is the NHL draft, which begins tonight. It begins in just a few minutes, as a matter of fact. The Arizona Coyotes are sitting with the number 6 and the number 12 pick in today's first round, and a whole slew of picks beyond that. And joining us right now on the Burns and Gambo show with the voice of the Suns, Kevin Ray, filling in for Gambo today, the voice of the Coyotes, Bob Heathouse, on the radio side, joining us here. I got play-by-play nirvana here between the two of you. I hope you guys don't start breaking into your play-by-play shtick at any point, because, you know, it's great to have you, Bob.
Well, it's great to be on with you guys. It's always good to see you, Dave, and Kevin. Obviously, I've been a long-time admirer of your work, so it's good to be here today. It's a big day, obviously, for most NHL teams that have first-round picks, and certainly for the Coyotes, it's a huge day.
Trying to get a read on the putt in terms of what's going to break in front of the Coyotes with the five picks, but it has been challenging. It seems like we all know Connor Bedard's going one. Okay, he's generational player going to Chicago, all of that. After that, trying to figure out which way the putt's going to break, it's been really difficult to read. You got a feel for what's going to happen before the Coyotes pick?
It's been so many peaks and valleys and up and down, winding road, all the cliches you want to say about what these teams are going to do after Connor Bedard is selected number one by the Chicago Blackhawks. And, you know, counting Bedard, there's four dominant centers right at the top of the draft. University of Michigan freshman Adam Fantilli, who won the Hobey Baker Award this year, is college hockey's best player. He's thought to be number two to Anaheim. Then there's some rumblings that maybe they would go in a different direction. Swedish center Leo Carlson is rumored to go to Columbus at number three. He's a real big two-way center and was the first-line center on Sweden's World Championship team as an 18-year-old. And then you got Will Moore out of Team USA, who played for the Team USA National Development Program. And he's a real dynamic player, 127 points this year. So those are the top four in terms of centers. But there's a wild card in the draft, and that's a Russian player by the name of Matvei Michkov. And because of the geopolitical situation, scouts didn't go to Russia this year. So there are very few views of him.
Interesting.
But he is really, really skilled. And, you know, Bedard is the head of the class, but a lot of people think in terms of talent, this Michkov is right behind him. The question is, will the team, you know, take the risk of drafting him? Number one, he's under contract to his Russian team for another 3 years. And then after that, you know, if he doesn't want to play for the team that drafts him, he might resign.
Stay there, yeah.
And who knows if in 3 years the political world will be such that Russian players can come. So there are a lot of question marks surrounding him. Teams finally got to interview him this week in Nashville. It's been reported the Coyotes were one of the teams that interviewed him. Obviously, the Coyotes are at number 6, so it'll go Chicago, and then Anaheim, and Columbus, and San Jose, Montreal, and the Coyotes. So, who knows, guys? I don't know if anybody really can predict how things are going to go, but Michkov is the wild card. Now, if after these interviews, teams now feel comfortable drafting him, then maybe Anaheim takes him at number 2. Or there's been rumors that maybe San Jose at number 4, Montreal at number 5. Coyotes, who knows?
So that moves the deck back for, yeah, okay.
So the Coyotes have obviously picks number 6 and number 12.
Yeah.
And there could be a trade, you know, trade down a little bit. Or they could, you know, select the player that is there if they're really interested.
What are the needs, like, as you see coming into this draft, what are the needs for the team coming into this season?
Well, certainly from a positional standpoint, the needs for the Coyotes are defensemen. And the thing about it, though, and as you guys know, and it's a well-worn sports cliche, in a draft, you draft the best player available, right? And so I think Bill Armstrong and his scouting staff will, I think, pick one or two or maybe more defensemen in this draft Will it be at number 6? Will it be at number 12? Or will they wait a little longer? This is a draft that's very forward heavy.
Yeah.
And it's a deep draft. There's about 3 or 4 defensemen that are kind of bunched together that you know, most people feel are the best of the lot, and they may go all in a row. Once one defenseman falls, they might all go. So there's a player named David Reinbacher, who's an Austrian who plays professionally in Switzerland. He's a guy that a lot of people feel maybe the Coyotes will take if he's there at 6. So he could go at that point. But then in hockey, the biggest position, though, is center. And especially if there's a big center available, Coyotes may go in that direction. Dvorsky is a young player out of Slovakia that has really impressed people as the season's gone on. 6'2", good two-way center offensively and defensively. He may be someone the Coyotes are targeting.
Yeah. I know I had read enough about this draft to understand that it is, to your suggestion, very deep in the forward position. And that next year's draft, and I don't want to project where the Coyotes are going to be drafting next year because who knows, but the next year's draft is similarly heavy on the defenseman position.
Correct.
So maybe there is an argument for, even though the organization right now has a pretty good stock of forwards in the system, lean into the strength of the draft, take some forwards, because and know that next year the defensemen are going to be there with the opportunities. I've heard that might be a philosophy of Bill tonight going into the draft. Sounds about right, maybe, or that's something that could happen?
Yeah, it does sound right. And Bill's mantra is size, or if you're not big, if you're smaller, then you play bigger than what you are in terms of, you know, your grit and your tenacity and your compete level. Obviously, skill is huge for any player. But the Coyotes' way is work and you know, big players that have tremendous work ethic with skill and also have a physical edge to their game. So
yeah.
I think, you know, those are players that you can look for the Coyotes to draft.
Outside of that number 2 pick you were talking about, have you caught any rumblings of any other wheeling and dealing, trade-wise, jockeying for position elsewhere?
There's been a lot of talk, I understand, but nothing's been announced yet. But again, that Michkov is such a wild card, and teams, like, I heard that Washington is really interested in him, and so they're at number 8 right now. They may want to trade up. And the Coyotes might be a willing trade partner. Maybe Montreal might be. Philadelphia, picked 7th, right behind the Coyotes, is one team that's not afraid to draft that Michkov either, from what I've read and heard. So there could be some teams trading up. After the top 5 or 6 picks, the players after 6 through maybe the mid-teens are all kind of interchangeable. They're really good forwards with some good defense, but mostly forwards, but they're all quality players. So there could be some jockeying in positions as far as trades go.
Well, we're thinking the Coyotes pick is going to come down sometime around 5 o'clock or so, maybe a little bit after the draft starts at 4, and the Coyotes currently sitting, again, at number 6 and number 12. Heater, always good to have you on. Thanks for coming by to break it down for us. We appreciate it. Good to see your face.
Yeah, great to see you, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
Great to see you guys.
All right.
Keep up the great work.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
You
I appreciate it.